Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Froing, joining us for a little bit longer, Paul Hellyer. He is 97, and pray for Paul that he has a long, fruitful, good few years left to help lead us to a better salvation. We left off at Roswell, one of the great conundrums of a more recent past. Tell us what you know about Roswell.
Well, it's interesting. Actually, there had been crash ships found before that. The United States Navy rescued one from the South Pacific, and there was one that landed not too far from where they were doing the atomic tests in 1945. But Roswell, 1947, there were actually two crashes, but we only hear about one. Interestingly enough, I have the coordinates of both in my files, and they must have been put there by someone from the Department of Transport. The mayor must have got it from somewhere on an official basis, maybe when Jack Pickersgill was Minister of Transport. One of the ships was sufficiently intact that they picked it up and took it to an Air Force base. And then after that, when the Nazis started exercising their power in the American forces, they moved the whole operation out to Nevada and put it underground in an area which most people recognize as Area 51, and which one of the scientists that worked out there said was as big as Rhode Island and getting bigger all the time. And there was another base just 12 miles from it, S-4, and this has been the center of the so-called special operations, otherwise known as special ops or black ops. And as I said, there were a couple of crashes before Roswell, but that's sort of where the whole thing began as far as the public interest is concerned, and where and really where the United States government and armed forces began to take an interest as well. And it was after Roswell and they had recovered the ship that that President Truman established the MJ-12, as it was known, the 12 people who had almost absolute power over what we call the ET, the extraterrestrial file, and subject only to the National Security Act, which unfortunately gave them the power to do pretty much as they liked and without too much reference to the law. And with actually later on with practically no reference to the law. And I'm told that in a few years later, the MJ-12 was actually increased in size to something around 30 and made an international body. And I can't verify that for sure, but that's the information that I was given. But this is where the whole thing began as far as the secrecy is concerned. And it was from then on that the so-called shadow government or alternate government began keeping the truth from the people of the United States and from deliberately confusing them. If there was a sighting, the Air Force, and this I know because I met the colonel who was one of the people who was a witness at thing in Washington, where there were 40 of us talking to a former group of Congress people and one senator, and there had had been so successful in keeping the truth away from the people, including the Congress people, that all six of the ones that that had been put together for this operation were totally unaware that UFOs existed. And that was just a few years ago. They didn't know that they had been financing this sort of thing. They didn't know that there was such a thing. And after a week's testimony from the 40 of us, we finally got them all to accept the fact that UFOs were real. But again, as far as the public is concerned, there was very, very little in the papers. The New York Times, I think, had a couple of paragraphs of some kind. As far as the press is concerned, and just underlines the necessity of reading books. And so here's where I'm putting a little plug for mine. I have written four books, starting with Light at the End of the Tunnel, A Survival Plan for the Human Species, which was written about 10 years ago, and was started out by saying we had about 10 years to start doing something about the climate and stopping this warming, which is going to have absolutely incredible, consequences. And that was supposed to be my last book. And I thought it was all that I knew. Well, it was mostly what I knew at the time. But in the next 4 years, I learned so much of greater importance that I wrote a book called The Money Mafia, A World in Crisis. And that's become something of a classic, and I would recommend it to anybody who really wants to know what the score is and what we're up against and what the New World Order and the Nazi people who are running the United States and have been are up to and what they plan for us, including the reduction in population worldwide. And then a few years later, I've got some more information, including how the cosmos was created. And it wasn't enough information for a whole book, so I've put it, tacked on my personal agenda, my autobiography, and then put the 10 chapters at the end explaining what had happened over the years and talking about how this information had come to me about the creation of the cosmos. And then the last book, which is called Liberation, The Economics of Hope, was really a direct response to the COVID virus, which was unfortunately manufactured by the United States Army in cooperation with the lab in Wuhan, China, and the terrible consequences that it has had. And I wish that I could say that there will never be another one, because this is the kind of thing that they have been preparing. And it's in order to really, put us in a position where we are so concerned about our health and our survival that we can't pay much attention to what else is going on. These are the four books, and they're all available from your local book dealer and also from my website, which is paulhallierweb.com. That's Paul, P-A-U-L, Hallier, H-E-L-L-Y-E-R, all lowercase, .com, web, no, Paul Hallier Web, and then .com. And so if you want an autograph copy for yourself or to give to someone for Christmas or Hanukkah, why, you can get one from my website. But I mention this because books are so important to spreading the word about what we're really facing. in both of my two last books, I give, in all of the books I've written, I've always said there what I thought should be the thing that must be done about it. I don't say that everything's going to you-know-where and then not give a list of actions that we should be taking. And that is true of all my books, but certainly of these last four and certainly of the last two, as far as the present crisis is concerned. So I just thought that with George's agreement, we could get in that little plug and try and get people to buy these books and others. Oh, yes, and I have a bibliography in the last one, the new one, called Liberation, with two pages of first-class books. And if you read half a dozen or a dozen of those, you'll have a very, very good idea of what has been happening in the world and what is likely to happen, and I recommend that you do that. And I thank my host for giving me the opportunity to put in this blatant plug, but after all, that's what it's all about, and that's what I've spent these years trying to do, is to get information out to people who were denied information from the ordinary press, and who have to have this information if they're going to take the actions that are still possible in order to avoid the calamity. So thanks very much, George.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
May I say God bless.
And we'll link you on Power Hour website, too, so people can find your website directly on today's page for the show. And, you know, it is an honor and a privilege to have a seasoned politician and researcher as yourself here to give us the benefit of all your years of experience. And you could continue that journey, people, by getting into Paul's books. There was no pain in that one, to read that one, I'll tell you. It just flew by, you know, because there's so many points. I'm so interested in the Roswell, the Nazis. And, you know, I got mine on a screen as opposed to a paper copy, but you'd almost want to lick the screen to try to get the words faster.
That's okay.
It was just that good.
Yeah. Well, thanks again, and God bless. And if I don't talk to you again in the meantime, have a wonderful, happy, and holy Christmas.
And you too. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Well, my friends, that is a rare opportunity that you know, we get to talk to a person of an age that's lived through the Depression, lived through World War II, lived through Roswell, the Korean War, the 60s, the turbulent 60s, the economic crises of the recent past, and have an ability to still be lucid and functional and put all this down on paper so that you know, we can share that information. I've always been big on reading since I was the smallest child. That was ingrained into me, and you know, so I have a passion for books, and I pass that on to my daughter, who is very you know, super duper speed reader. You know, she's a university professor now, and it's just the only, you know, weapons, I guess, that we have at our disposal is knowledge and power. And Paul was quite right talking about how the super rich have taken control of the media. That's always been their plan. It's in his book as well, where you go back into the print media in the post-Titanic era and such like that, that the elite rich realized if they purchased certain major newspapers in the United States that they would control all public opinion, pretty much. They would set the dialogue. And that's the whole concept of Marshall McLuhan and his teachings. The medium is the message. So basically, when a message comes out, your brain accepts it as gospel, regardless of whether or not it is. And it's very difficult to get it out of there once it's established. And that's the challenge that we face overall. I guess I'm fortunate that my grandfather and my mother, from the earliest age, not only were trying to get me to read, but also to understand. My grandfather made it very plain, you never let anyone else do your thinking for you, that you have to do your own thinking. It's your sovereign right. when you cede that responsibility to a media corporation, you've surrendered everything that anyone ever fought for. We had our big Remembrance Day here in Canada. You celebrate the same day yourselves in the United States under a different name. But in my worldview today, I think most of the wars that we fought were fought under false pretenses, that there were conspiratorial interests of big business. Paul and I were talking about that off air or between the breaks, or between the segments on the break. And, you know, Wall Street put Hitler in power. Big money barons put Hitler in power. One of the big ones was a chap named Detterding. He was with Royal Dutch Shell. They wanted Hitler in power to get the oil wells back that Stalin nationalized. So they had to create a malleable politician to wage war on Russia and get them their property returned. So the Seven Sisters oil companies, as they were known back then, were adamant about that. Same with a lot of the big industrialists at the time. Alan Dulles and the law firm that he worked for at the time. The head of the Bank of England was giving a big donation to Hitler. And maybe that's why he wasn't so quick to invade England. That's where your bank was. So these things are kept from us. We don't have all the information. And we make decisions based on, you know, probably something where flipping a coin would be a more appropriate and successful strategy than relying on all these lies. Thomas Jefferson made it quite plain that it was probably better to have no newspapers than one that lies to you consistently. And the biggest thing I tried to extol upon you was the movie network and Howard Beale's speech about the best thing to do with the media is turn it off. Turn off these corporate traitors. Don't feed them. Don't give them money. Don't even listen to them because it's all lies. By some miracle, when I was driving last night, and, you know, when you're in the country, you get bounces of signals on AM. And they come in better sometimes than your local station. And for me, that's a benefit because I can hear other American radio shows from time to time when I take the initiative to search. And I did. And I picked up a station in Detroit, AM 760. And the host was very, very good talking about the election, how the results were stolen. And he got into how the media controls how you think. And what his sources revealed to him was that many, many media didn't report the Hunter Biden scandal. So I thought, you know, you'd have to live in a cave not to know about the Hunter Biden story. But in their research, 36% of Democrats hadn't heard of the story. And 4.6% of them would have changed their votes had they known it. So that's how important it is to have control over the written and spoken words to drive you into a trap, a thought trap that you can't escape from, unless you find the foresight within yourself to turn the dial, turn the station. And that's something I used to say when I did media in Toronto with that channel. You know, it's the easiest war we could ever win. All you got to do is change the channel and start to realize that this is propaganda. And I am so glad that I don't listen to this stuff anymore. It's all garbage. And I just keep a big disc with recorded music when I can't find something to listen to. And I'm liberated. I don't have these curses. Remember when Max was on, he talked to us about the spelling. The words are casting spells on you. There is a giant matrix. It is programmable. And words can do that. Marshall McLuhan gets into a lot of that in his research, and many other people, Bernays, the book Propaganda is probably soul food for you as well if you're interested in this, to liberate yourself from this slavery. And Gil Scott Heron, the great American musician and thinker, said, you know, the revolution will not be televised. He's most well known for that. But because the revolution is somewhere else. It's between your ears. when you start to look at a problem from a way that you have not been shown. So what he's doing is applying Plato's three laws of logic. When you look at it from a way you haven't been shown, well, now you have to understand is, well, why didn't they show that to me? Why wasn't this revealed to me? Because the source you were trusting is a poison well. That's why. And they're creating an artificial is, because what is. But when it has to be supported by a fabric and network of lies, then it isn't. So there's no sense getting bent out of shape for what they're peddling to you. And that's very, very important. And then one of the other ones, a great book, was called The Dance of Deception. It was written by an American psychologist. I forget her name off the top of my head. But when they don't tell you something, that's the same as lying. And in some ways, it's insidiously worse. And we have to be our own judge and jury to analyze facts and data without prejudice. And just because you're in a small group or you're alone, it doesn't mean you're wrong. Long, long time ago, when I was in my 20s, I took a police investigator's course. And all the top knobs all around Southern Ontario were in my class. One of them ended up a cabinet minister. Another one ended up chief of police in a big police force in Canada. At that time, they were just detective sergeants. And we had a murder case as our test, the murder of a young girl, Christine Jessup. And everybody knew who the killer was, Guy Paul Morin. Well, I went over all the evidence, and I came to a completely different conclusion, that he didn't do it. It's all circumstantial. And that they had a hot suspect that should have been followed. And I was the only student to ever say that. And then somebody invented DNA testing, and he was precluded from the list of suspects. And then now with these big DNA databases, they found the real killer. He's dead, but they found him. And even though I was alone, I was right in my analysis. We'll see you on the other side of the break. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
If you eat New Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Remember how we pay for the show. Power Mall sales. Buy one, get one free, Tranquil and REM sleep until the end of the year. If shopping online, it will only allow customers to get one free one. There is no way to charge this. NAHS products, 10% off this week. We are in a war for control of our Earth, Eden, dimensional space, and the whole human race. It is my conjecture, belief, feeling that all wars generally have used us as proxy armies between whatever nefarious forces are hidden from us. Alternative life forms, and that we are there to be abused and used by these forces. Because it's hard to believe that anything born of a mother could be as diabolical as many things that purport to be human beings, because maybe they were just images of human beings, as we discussed before, with parts of scripture that weren't translated. The Bible says we struggle against flesh, or we do not struggle against flesh and blood. And I look at it now as circuits and chips. When I read the Bible now, I see many, many things that imply the hidden technology, the artificial intelligence. The ancient city of AI was destroyed by God. Nobody made a movie about that one. It's even hard to find a documentary about it, maybe for control of information. This war, there's a new battlefield, and it's hard for people to wrap their heads around it because we're all stuck in archaic types of thinking. Jack Mullen enlightened me on that last year when we did a show together, when he described the sentient world system, or simulation, pardon me, sentient world simulation. There is a paper online from Purdue University in 2006 that talks about this. And one of the fundamental components they put in there is DNA. They are replicating a dimensional realm or space in there. And because our DNA is in there, we're in there. In what capacity is difficult to tell. But I speculate this is the new arms race. This is where quantum computing is taking us, the D-Wave computers. The Chinese are doing it. They're collecting DNA. I'm told that that's the whole purpose of COVID, is to get our DNA. It goes through Taiwan and is given to the Chinese so they can put all the DNA in their version of the sentient world simulation. And when you create this artificial reality existence, you have a new battlefield. Quantum physics would say that a particle can be in two places at the same time. Are they fighting wars on this virtual artificial intelligence battlefield now that make all other weapons and types and systems of weapons obsolete? And that's the whole purpose of the transhumanism, is to actually invade this dimensional space where we're free and we're in communication with God, to take us away by putting nanobots, chips, and circuits in our body. And I'd have to say that's true. There's a video on my site, DNA Frequency Bioweapon Links Targeted Individuals to Artificial Intelligence Hive Mind Control Grid. They're going to put all their thoughts, or what they think should be thoughts, into your brain, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do to stop it. That's the long-term game plan. And I've said that even though I didn't know a lot of this stuff before, I can just tell that they're trying to turn us into the Borg, like you'd see on Star Trek. Worker droids controlled by a central computer, unable to think or reason, happy with their servitude. Just maybe not as sinister, Lucky. And that's the name of the game. And in that battlefield, they have mastery over us. Almost everybody, I imagine, unless you're living in a cave. But have you ever seen those mysterious cities that appear in the sky in China? It's like Brigadoon, the old movie, where, and maybe that's based on a reality, that a city just appears in the sky, but it's not there. It's just an image of one. People photograph it, they see it, and then it just goes away. Is that one of those sentient simulations where there's a void between dimensional space? The Bible says that our house is a mansion with many rooms. Is that what they're talking about? God gave me a revelation yesterday about Noah and the ark, because that's one of the big things to get into a fight with any type of person who doesn't want to believe in God, Jesus, or the Bible, or anything along that line, is to say that, it's impossible to put two of any species in any type of ship. Who says it was a ship? What if it was a quantum D-wave computer or something similar to that, and it's all they needed was two pieces of DNA for the different species to make another simulation and store it until it got to somewhere else? So the Bible could be so far ahead in technology that even the scientists can't even begin to figure it out. It's just people had to write it, record it to the best of their ability. And that may very well be the war that we fight. These things with clones. There's a chap who's saying that, there's a clone place in Area 51 to make clones of all our leaders. I knew a woman who talked to me about that vehemently at the time. It was too much for me to handle. I didn't really believe it. But it's child's play for them. European leaders issue bleak reminder that Christmas 2020 won't be a normal one. Well, by and large, I look at Christmas more as the solstice, because the Bible doesn't tell us to celebrate Christmas exactly. And so I've kind of removed and divorced myself from holidays to a great extent, because usually there's a deeper, darker side to it. And just a quick research into Yule logs, and you'll see my point. Those were the wrapped up children killed by druids, cooked on a fire, or just destroyed in a fire. You just kind of lose all of that warm, fuzzy feeling stuff quickly, that we're taken into a parallel synthetic reality that's evil. UK Prime Minister slams anti-vax nonsense. And this is the weapon that they're having for us. I describe it as an ambush. You know, when I say good morning, COVID-NOM, at the beginning of the show, it's because it's like good morning, Vietnam, where Robin Williams played the radio broadcaster back then in a movie of the same name. And when you look at these tactics of mind control, like Operation Rolling Thunder, the bombing, how they use an ambush, they create some kind of artificial fear to get you to run scared so that you run into a bigger ambush, the killing zone part of it, where you can be eliminated. And that's a common strategy. Then I like this here, Johnson described those opposed to vaccination as nuts. Tory MP and leader of the House of Commons, Jacob Rees-Mogg, echoed the PM's sentiments on Thursday. Now, that's a very important name, Jacob Rees-Mogg. And as I look on my bookshelf, there's another Rees-Mogg who participated in a book called The Sovereign Individual that I probably bought 50 copies of and gave away to people because it was so important. And it's what we're facing today. It was the struggle to capture the earth financially. I would bet dollars to donuts. That's a blood relative. And it was to steal all the money on earth. It's kind of like last man standing. That's the sovereign individual of whoever wins this competition. The other person who was a co-author, I believe his name was Davison, and they were both bankers. Notorious evil bankers. So the son or relative of the evil banker who wrote for, I believe it was the Telegraph in his day to mind control you, says, you're a nut. Only because you're dumb enough to actually believe the lies they peddle. Compulsory vaccination legislation in Australia. If there's anything to tell you that the governments are Satan, and that we are the human herd of someone who can manage the slave colony, that's it. The penalty in Australian dollars is $66.6 or 60 cents. 300 penalty units. It almost sounds like they brought in the social credit system. You get penalty units. Or 5 years in the slammer. They're not going to use force on you. It's not in the bill. But, by the same token, I guess if you tried to stand firm, you'd probably be ending up breaking some other kind of law where they'd be twisting your arms behind your back and hauling you away and give you the jab. See, the big thing, what happens to you when they put you in custody, is you get all your shots. They're going to give you all kinds of vaccinations, and guaranteed that'll be one of them. Hundreds of thousands of ballots are going to have to be discarded. So that's on WorldNet Daily. Sidney Powell, who exposed Obama administration's framing of General Flynn, says there's tons of evidence that hundreds of thousands of ballots are going to have to be discarded. This was probably one of the most ostentatiously criminal elections in American history. And it's a shame dueling's gone, because they could have settled it on the field of honor and saved us a lot of time. D.C. to give children vaccine consent behind their parents' backs. So, of course, Hitler used to say that a lot. I don't care about you. You'll grow old. You'll wither. You'll die. But I've got your children, and they're in my school. They've got your children. And they're in that school. Just so you know. After legalizing cannabis, Arizona begins dismissing weed charges immediately. Well, by and large, if we live in a free country, we have to have the right to make decisions, even bad ones. And I'm not big on any type of thing that contaminates your brain, gets you stoned, whether it's drugs, alcohol, or anything else. So I'd rather have my books. But I firmly believe that we could probably eliminate 90% of the laws on the books today, and the world would be a lot better off. is nobody even could harbor a guess what a lot of them are outside of some of the biblical ones that have been around forever. And the rest is just superfluous, especially anything. You can't ban anything. It's against the law of supply and demand. If it exists, there is a demand. Might not be for much, but it's there. And there is going to be a supply based on the price. The only thing banning does is raise the price. The intersection of supply and demand curve go up, especially for things like Satan's things or marijuana or any other type of drug, liquor, cigarettes. You can drive up the price. There's still going to be a demand because people need, want, and desire it. So it's been completely senseless. If we're worried about these things having control of someone's brain, a lot of times they need the appropriate therapy or understanding of the things that have happened to them and don't anesthetize themselves over it. But there are some good things that the cannabis plant can do. It kills cancer cells. So that's probably a big issue that they don't want to cure. Then another issue, as I understand it, was things made from the plant, like clothing. Hemp clothing lasts almost forever. And some guy named Diesel invented an engine that was supposed to run on an oil from a common weed that some people smoke. Unfortunately, he fell off a ship going to London to discuss that, and then they invented diesel fuel as an abomination to bastardize his name and his invention. He just thought the farmers could grow this weed, make their own oil, and run their tractors for close to free. Fool. He never knew about the vast dominion of dollars and the Seven Sisters oil companies. Trump's election legal fight preceded by battles over dirty voter rolls. And when, you know, we look at dead people on these things and just the absolute corruption of these rolls, there's no way that even for a moment we can say the election was free and fair. It is fundamental, regardless of anything, that you have free and fair elections. Fundamental. That's what it's all about. To cheat, any of these people who have been caught cheating and manipulating these things, you know, you should lose your citizenship, you should be in Gitmo, you should have all your assets seized. This is the fundamental basis to keep a reasonably decent society together. When you remove the vote, the only thing left is anarchy and the law of the jungle. The strong survive, the weak perish, which usually means violence and war. People I've known from South and Central America know when it's election day, the tanks are in the street. That's not where we want to go. And if Joe Biden really won, honestly and fairly, no matter how many of them there were, James Fetzer did an excellent report Monday on the two. I read his blog on that and reposted it. The ears don't match. Remember a woman named Joyce and I discussing that with Jared Lee Loeffner a long time, where we got one with brown eyes, one with blue eyes, and different earlobes. They do it all the time. Tucker Carlson reveals list of dead people he says voted in the election. I've seen the list. It's very good. And, you know, Paul was 97 here, and, you know, you got people on the rolls that were born in 1800. You're doing pretty good that you can get out of the grave on Halloween and get your kit ready to make it to the polls on time. And that anyone can even begin to deny or question this is just shows you the level of behavioral conditioning for this. Rudy Giuliani says 650,000 votes were illegally counted in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. And I don't doubt that for a moment. This has been atrocious, whether it be Operation Scoreboard, the CIA changing the machines, results. I love old TV. 1960s Mission Impossible, one about voting machines. You can probably Google that up somewhere and watch it, where they sneak into the place where the voting machine is. It's in a police station in some probably Latin American republic of one sort or another, and one dictator is trying to beat out the CIA's candidate or something like that, and they rig the machine. Because all is a day is long. It just goes without saying. And then when you look at the Dominion Voting Company, you see Pelosi and Feinstein got their names involved with this. There isn't even the slightest chance that there isn't a conflict, or there is just 100% chance of a conflict of interest here where they're rigging the vote. And for a lot of people, the country means nothing. God means nothing. Right and wrong mean nothing. It's just getting your character into power. And that's why I always look deeper, 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 deeper. The Nazi issue is part of it. Is you're doing something for the party, for the dead cloned Führer, wherever he was, is, or could be, and whatever hidden civilization runs that. So you take your license from their power to break every decent rule, regulation, or concept held in esteem by mankind. This is the battle. They're taking over the whole enchilada and are going to make us all slaves. Max Egan did a good video. Alan Brown talked to me about that. And a clip I sent him, he put in at the end, and I've got the clip alone on my website as well. Serbian warning, what happened? Very, very important. When the elections were stolen in 2000, and a million people took to the streets in a small country to demand change because Milosevic stole the election. And one of my heroes that's mentioned in there, I don't know who he is and don't remember the event, took a bulldozer and drove it through the media TV station that lied to the people to shut them up once and for all, I guess. And then one of my Georgisms I attached to my page where the video is, freedom was never the benevolent gift of the master, but the trophy of the slave liberated from serfdom. And that's something you have to remember. It was never a gift. We took it. No matter where you are, you did the Revolutionary War. It's one thing I forgot to mention about Paul's book, a little piece of trivia from the Revolutionary War. Guess what? You're still pieing Britain in the face to a degree because they haven't paid 1 cent of principal on the money they borrowed to wage that war. Not one. From the Revolutionary War, they're still in debt and in hock for it. I found that to be kind of cool. It's like pie in your face. This is the time. This is the event. We have to step up to the plate, the whole planet, or we will be completely and totally lost in biblical proportion. Pfizer vaccine volunteers report side effects of severe hangover. Well, they're probably the lucky ones. That's from Newsmax. 43,000 in 6 countries who participated in the clinical trials of Pfizer's vaccine reported it left them feeling hungover. They say it's more than 90% effective. And the test subjects said when they took another shot, they felt even worse. I didn't send this one in. I'd forgotten in my lucky day off yesterday to clean and shine things that someone committed suicide in the Brazil study. I think it was Brazil, and they were using the China vaccine version. So something happened to them. I don't know if it was disgusting side effects or they went nuts, whatever, but for some strange reason, they killed themselves after receiving it. Or maybe they just flat out died and the drug company made that part up to CYA, as they say. Terrible state of affairs. Donald Trump needs you. You need to write the president and show the president that you voted for the president. Donald J. Trump, White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., 20500. Send him a hard copy letter from not just your whole household, one for everyone in your household. Let them tamper with those he can hold up more mail than Santa Claus could ever get to say, I won. These people are behind me. Mailbag on top of mailbag on top of mailbag, stacked higher than the Washington Monument. And then tell me we lost. Because he didn't lose. He won. The election was stolen. There's a boot protest going on this weekend in Washington, high noon, in D.C., steal the vote, or stop the steal, pardon me, and people are going out across the country to show their spunk. And Americans have spunk, lots of spunk. Join them, stop the steal, because they've stolen more than the vote. They stole your country. They stole dignity. They stole anything and everything that we could ever hold dear. And that just flies in the face of any veteran, of any war, anywhere, anytime. But this is World War III, the guerrilla information war, with no separation between military and civilian forces. I'm one of the civilian forces in my army, Power Hour Nation, fighting the good fight until the Lord returns. Glad to have you aboard. Thank you very much. Pray for Paul and pray for Judith Berry Baker. I heard she's been sick. If you're of that kind of a mind, it's greatly appreciated. God bless you all. God bless America. And God bless President Trump.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.